just give a brief introduction about what you do in the arts industry, how you conduct yourself in the industry, like what are you exactly getting into?
So I'm studying at Adelaide College of the Arts. I'm studying an advanced diploma in arts acting. It's basically just getting you ready for acting training in all different aspects. So in theatre, in film, and as well as that, it's getting a really good, giving you a really good grasp on humanity. We have multiple productions that we do every year. All of our lecturers are in the industry, and then we get heaps of guest lecturers that are also in the industry. Like almost all of them are in the acting fields. And then we meet a lot of other directors.
So what are your thoughts on the federal government's decision to double the cost of an arts or humanities degree for next year and the years coming?
Look, unsurprised, to be quite honest. Well, okay, so at TAFE, for example, quite a while ago, I think it was in 2016, all of the courses there lost all the vet fee help. So it meant that anyone who wanted to do the arts had to be able to pay upfront their course or go onto a payment plan where they would eventually have to pay it upfront before completing the next year. For me, this kind of shift into the universities versus TAFE did not surprise me very much with upping the fees. I think it was just waiting to happen. I think though what it does is it really limits who can study the arts, and it makes it a really privileged group of people who can afford to study these humanities subjects, art subjects. And it's, as much as I'm not saying that STEM subjects aren't important and that they don't make you question things, but there is something to be said about the study of humans and the study of art and the study of culture.
How do you think it will impact the arts industry?
Anyone who's in the arts knows, I feel like personally, just feels undervalued. You know, people in the arts are willing to work for free because they love it, because they can and they have to. If they want to work, half the time they're working for free and they're not working for anything. So I think having this debt, it means that not only are these people doing a lot of work for free, but it means that the debt that they've got, even when they do get paid, they're not going to be getting that money. It's going to be going straight back to the government.
Do you think it'll de-incentivize people to go into the arts in the first place still?
Of course. Yeah, of course it will de-incentivize people, you know.
What arrangements did much of the arts industry make from your perspective when adapting to the COVID-19 stuff?
Film, I think, was one of the first things that people turned to when the lockdown happened. You know, going to watch Netflix, going to watch TV, going to their comfort places. You know, theatres started releasing plays online, you know, plays that would cost hundreds of dollars to see live. You know, they were releasing free to people in the pandemic. You know, the Australian Ballet released some of their amazing productions so that everyone could watch them for free. Again, very expensive shows to watch. I know State Theatre South Australia did Decameron, which was, you know, a massive project with a bunch of local artists, playwrights and actors, and they all collaborated and made, I think they're still making episodes for it. So I think the arts industry was really quick to start making everything accessible to people.
What is your top advice for year 12 students pursuing a career in the creative industry, especially after hearing about this government proposal?
Look, I mean, I'm always gonna say to pursue it, because it's such a valuable career. Well, it's such a valuable thing to study, you know? I think you're not, and I'm very biased, but I don't think you're going to get a richer course in terms of knowledge and in terms of the people that you meet and the conversations that you have. I do say, however, if you want to make money, maybe think of pairing it with a course that has a bit more funding behind it, to be quite honest.